We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So, Wicked, I'm always looking out for your health.
Kids, get away from the radio.
Kids, get away from the radio.
This is...
Yes.
And a lot of guys are going to be... Like, this is one of those where you're like... Ugh.
And this is going to require me to say some words with a straight face that doesn't happen very often.
Okay.
Nonetheless, it's all for the sake of keeping you boys healthy.
I'm going to hit a buzzer when it gets too uncomfortable.
This is out of health.com. This story was all over the place, by the way. If you just Google a couple of critical words in the story, you're going to find a lot of versions of this. A New York man received some jaw-dropping news when he went to a local hospital complaining of knee pain. The guy had been walking down the street with his cane and fell and landed on his butt. So he goes to the hospital and was complaining of knee pain, but because he had landed where he had landed, doctors did a pelvic x-ray to check for any broken bones that might be causing the pain. What the x-ray revealed shocked them. And this showed up in the September 2019 edition of Urology Case Reports. The guy that fell was 63 years old. The man's penis appeared to slowly be turning into bone.
What?
He had told doctors that in addition to his knee pain, he had pain in his pelvic area, but he didn't have any other symptoms like swelling that might signal an infection. When the doctors read the x-rays, an extensive plaque-like calcification along the expected distribution of the penis was evident, they wrote. Here's the technical term for this.
Oh, God.
It totally makes sense. Penile ossification. Ossification is when something turns to bone. That is that process.
Okay.
Doctors suspected the entire penis might be turning to bone.
Oh, God. Now,
here,
there's... Okay.
That's not as bad. It gets way worse than that.
Oh, good.
So, wouldn't you then, if you were this guy, want to find out, like, is there a way to reverse this process? Or is there anything that can be done? You'd have some questions and want to maybe get some more... tests done and stuff, wouldn't you? Because this would be pretty traumatic to find out.
If my penis was turning into an actual bone?
Wouldn't you have questions about its function at that point? I mean, I'm sure you're pretty aware of its function, but wouldn't you be curious to know what your future was?
Uh-huh.
Not this guy.
No, this... What?
This guy left the hospital before they could run...
How old is he?
63.
Okay.
Before they could run more tests to confirm the diagnosis, he left the hospital against doctor's orders. Let me just tell you, this is going to be pretty obvious on an x-ray. I mean, the thing that an x-ray looks for is bone, and that is very obvious on an x-ray.
Yeah.
And so when you do an x-ray of that region, it's going to be obvious that that is what the problem is. But they couldn't run other tests because the guy left.
And he hasn't been back?
And they don't know what happened to him. There was no further... this guy didn't show up at a hospital anywhere. There have only been 40 cases of this reported. So if he had shown up at a hospital somewhere to get further treatment, that would have been known, you know, because there have been so few cases of this across the world. I believe this is the... I'm looking at the x-ray that shows... I am. This is... Yeah,
mm-hmm.
This is it in the story. That is showing what alarmed them. Now, it's not as bright. If you're looking at an x-ray, if you've never looked at an x-ray before, bone density shows up by color. And, you know, the brighter the white, the more you know that there's bone there because that's more calcium that's there. It is definitely bone. I mean, it definitely shows up that way.
Can this be reversed?
I don't know.
Okay.
Exceedingly rare condition. It might exist out there somewhere. It's not in the version of the story that
okay.
I wrote. When it happens, it's often linked to an disorder called Peyronie's disease, which causes scar tissue to develop and results in curved, painful erections.
Ouchtown population, you bro.
Okay. Okay.
But the doctors wrote that penile ossification also can be the result of other health issues.
Oh, really?
Like metabolic disorders, STDs, kidney disease, and cancer, which is why this guy should have stayed at the hospital to find out what else was going on. Most reported cases occur in the mid-shaft. But this man's ossification occurred along the entire shaft.
So he, okay.
His was, here's what this tells you. So this had been going on for a while.
This is basically scar tissue that turns into bone.
That calcifies and turns into bone. But what that tells you is that this guy had been seeing symptoms of this for a while and didn't go see a doctor. Now, probably just thought, man, I've got an erection that won't go away. And didn't realize in feeling it, that because why would you ever think that was turning to bone? Didn't think that there was some kind of other problem. An answer to your question, Wicket.
Yeah.
The authors wrote that treatment for ossification depends on the severity as well as the symptoms, although they may include. I didn't read this part before.
No, read it now. You have to with that face.
Have you read this part?
Mm-hmm.
Painkillers. Penis stretching or vacuum devices, shockwave therapy, or surgery to remove the calcified tissue. Doesn't surgery seem like the easiest out of those options?
Penis stretching certainly doesn't.
Right? Because don't you need to remove the bone? And don't you need to address whether this is going to continue to happen? Like if you take out the bone, is this joint just going to... just new bone will form? What's a vacuum device for something like this?
Let's go to news.
I have questions now.
Let's go.
It's 57. That means I have questions about this.
I've never wanted to go to news more.
What's the stretching involved? And how does that get rid of the bone? Like, don't you have to break the bone and take it out?
Brian Locke is coming up next. Brian, did we steal your lead story?
You sure did.
This is your lead?
This is my lead. Oh,
don't put Brian in a weird position right now.
I know, he's new. I understand.
Don't put him on the spot or ask him embarrassing questions
A month from now, we would be asking you about all of this.
How do you leave the hospital and not get further testing and find out if this can be reversed?
Sir, we believe your penis is turning into a bone. Like, I'll see ya.
He's 63. He's still got a lot of living to do. Right. How do you leave
the hospital?
He might
still need that thing. There's drugs for that. He might not need the drugs
anymore.
You
men and not going to doctors, man.
Hey.
Knows no limit.
I had an ear issue 2 weeks ago and went to the doctor. I got my next physical scheduled for next month. All right.
If you are noticing a problem with that region, go see a doctor.
It's an important region.
Yes.
It is an important region.
Because this could be fixed. But he left, and now he's not going to have any more tests done to know if this could be fixed.
I would never have left. I never would have left.
You are staying in the hospital until this is addressed.
Yes.
Like, you are finding out what the answer is here. Yes, everyone on the text line, I appreciate your jokes.
A lot of them.
A lot of them coming in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.